I'm Jackson Petito with your KBUT newscast for Friday, November 15th. A rash of vehicle break-ins and thefts in Mount Crested Butte have been reported recently on social media. According to Public Information Officer Marjorie Troutman of the Mount Crested Butte Police Department, all those cases remain under investigation without a clearly identified suspect. Troutman also noted to KBUT that it's important for the community to know that there was a similar incident reported in Skyland. Anecdotally speaking, Troutman noted that similar incidents are not uncommon during transitional periods of people leaving for the season. Officials suggest that residents remove valuables from vehicles and leave them locked at any time of the year, as it's the best way to prevent entry by humans and wildlife. Among recent incidents, there were possibly four vehicles entered at Mount Crested Butte, two with stolen items reported. Mount Crested Butte police responded to the theft in Skyland as part of their mutual aid agreement with the Gunnison County Sheriff, covering all unincorporated areas of Gunnison County north of Round Mountain. When asked on Thursday afternoon, the Crested Butte Marshals had not received any reports of similar incidents in town. As reported in yesterday's newscast, increasing water scarcity along the Colorado River is threatening serious legal risks to some users' supplies. KBUT's Luke Runyon has more detail from the new analysis.
Back in the early 2000s, the Colorado River Basin saw one of its driest periods on record. This report from researchers in Colorado and New Mexico says if that were to repeat, within a few years, the river's biggest reservoirs would drop. Upstream states could then be forced to shut off water access to farmers and cities to meet downstream obligations. The report's author, Ann Castle of the University of Colorado Boulder, says the risk of that happening is real, and the entities who rely on the river need to come up with a plan to deal with it.
In order to decide whether you want to buy an insurance policy and how much you want to pay for it, you need to know what the risk is that you're insuring against.
Castle says if leaders in the river's upper basin states choose not to come up with a plan to manage that risk, future scarcity could lead to rampant litigation among the states and only increase uncertainty about the Southwest's water supplies. I'm Luke Runyon.
Mountain Express released its winter schedule yesterday. Starting on Wednesday, November 27th, the town shuttle will begin running every 15 minutes starting at 7:10 a.m. and running until midnight. Extended condo loop runs will also begin on Wednesday, the 27th. Kebler Pass remains open, but conditions vary by the day. Marlene Crosby, Director of Public Works for Gunnison County, is the official with the ultimate authority to issue the closure order. Crosby told KBUT that they try to keep the pass open as long as possible, but close it before safety concerns arise. The closure decision is based on input from the foreman of the Crested Butte Maintenance District, as well as maintenance personnel on the Somerset side of the pass, responsible for maintaining the pass from Lost Lake to Highway 133. Officials are aware that many traveling over the pass are not accustomed to winter driving, may not have the appropriate vehicle and/or good tires, and may not be equipped to spend the night in their vehicle if necessary. Maintenance staff look for tracks indicating people moving over too far when passing an oncoming car and getting sucked into a ditch full of snow, often requiring assistance to get out. Crosby reported on personal experience driving over the pass on Wednesday and noted that it's very rough, likely because of this year's early snow, with packed snow in shaded areas and ice on the pavement near the top of the pass. Crosby noted Public Works' intention to keep the road open until the Irwin Forks through the Thanksgiving weekend, weather and conditions permitting. Once heavy snow arrives, equipment and manpower will be needed in other areas. For KBUT Community Radio News, I'm Jackson Petito.
The KBUT newscast is heard every weekday at noon, 2, and 6 p.m. right here on KBUT.